Illinois State University athletes say they're disappointed the spring season is gone, but they accept the need to cancel. WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell has more.
The NCAA abolished all spring sports competitions because of the pandemic. ISU sophomore and baseball player Jake McCaw says players understand that health is a top priority.
People look at spring athletes and just think that we're all so angry about everything going on. And I think most of our mindsets at this point is that we want to be safe and that we want to keep other people safe.
The NCAA has granted an extra year of eligibility to athletes in spring sports to compensate for the lost season. That does not include student athletes in winter sports who lost a chance at postseason tournament competition. ISU senior and women's basketball player Lexi Whalen says for her, there is no second chance. She said the basketball team's hope of an NCAA tournament appearance is over.
It just was a sad way for the season to end so unexpectedly, and we really believe that we had a chance to win the tournament and possibly go to the NCAA tournament or even just play in postseason at the WNIT.
The ISU women's basketball team would have faced the UNI in a Missouri Valley Conference tournament. Despite the end to spring competitions, athletes say they are finding ways to stay active even without spring games. ISU junior and softball player Andrea Corsi says she's disappointed to lose time with teammates, but has found other ways to stay active at home.
Whether it's playing cards at night or playing ping pong or playing catch with a frisbee outside or playing pig in the driveway, just different things like that, just trying to keep up with the competitiveness and not losing that mental aspect of everything. That's been a huge thing for me.
Corsi says the NCAA ruling to grant an extra year of eligibility to spring sports competitors was the right decision for students. She says she has not decided whether she will play another year at ISU. I'm Darnisha Mitchell.